It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And welcome to Friday afternoon. It's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how's it going?
Doing well, Andrew. How are you?
Doing well. You picked a great day to not make the trip over to University Place, as it continues to be very wet out there.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable how much it's still raining.
Yes, I really wasn't prepared for the volume. I say the weather on here several times a day, and still this morning when I was out driving around, I was like, this is a whole lot of rain here. So encouraging people to be safe out there, as there is a lot of water to and fro on the roadways as this rain starts to wind down. We had a busy week in Carrboro. There was a meeting earlier in the week, and I know that you were not attending the meeting in person, but if you could give us a couple of highlights of things that were on that agenda, we'd be much obliged.
Sure. It was a pretty straightforward this week. As you said, I wasn't there this week, but my other fellow council members held down the fort. A couple of interesting items. One in particular that I think is kind of exciting is the latest edition in the town's Truth Plaque series. This one is going to mark the location of the historic Strayhorn home place, which is over on Jones Ferry Road in Carrboro. The descendants of the Strayhorn family, of course, still live in the home, and this is our Truth Plaque Committee's effort to highlight the history of that home and the history more generally of the Black experience in Carrboro. So I encourage folks to read more about the Strayhorn home and learn more about Carrboro's local history. There was also an item on the agenda this week about coming up with a naming policy for the town. This is referring to how the town names town facilities and things like that. This is coming up because, of course, we have the 203 project being constructed downtown in Carrboro in partnership with Orange County. And at some point, the two jurisdictions are going to have to come together and pick a name for the thing.
You mean we're not going to just keep calling it 203 Project even after it's open?
I really hope not. That's not a trend I want us to be a part of. Other jurisdictions, including Orange County and Town of Chapel Hill and others, have kind of just these standing policies for how they go about naming buildings and other facilities. But Carrboro has never really had anything like that, and so we just wanted to get one on the books. And so Council had some discussion about that on Tuesday, and we'll adopt a final policy at some point in the near future.
We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, talking about some stuff that happened at the town council meeting earlier in the week. I did want to specifically ask about the Truth Plaque, because I was aware that there were some historical markers around, but I hadn't actually come across the phrase Truth Plaque until earlier this week. So I'm wondering kind of what the history of these plaques in Carrboro is, and if there are plans for more in the immediate future.
Yeah, sure. Long story short, I can say I think that the idea came, it was inspired by a former council member, Jackie Gist, who I think saw the idea in, I want to say, Richmond, Virginia, or somewhere in Virginia, who was doing a similar program. It was really an opportunity for the local community to come to terms with its own history, in particular around race and racial segregation and racial violence, which of course has been of increasing interest broadly in the community over the last several years. The first plaque or historic marker that the town approved after appointing the committee of community and volunteers who are kind of coming up with the language for these markers and so on, the first one is on the front of Town Hall, and people can go by and read about the history of the town of Carrboro and where its name comes from, and reckoning with that history a little bit. The second one was unveiled, I want to say, in the last year and a half or so, and it marks the location of the former Freedman School, which was the first school for sort of the black community in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. It's right there on the border near Merritt Mill Road, and you can see the marker next to the church as you come into Carrboro from Franklin Street onto Main Street. This third one is, as I mentioned, a marker of the historic Strayhorn home, one of the legacy Black families of Carrboro and Chapel Hill, and as I said, the Clarks, who are descendants of the Strayhorns, still own and live in the home and are doing some really important renovations of the structure. So it's a great program. It's a great way not only to honor our local history, but really to, as the name implies, bring some truth to the matter.
Definitely sounds like a compelling program, and I'm super glad to hear that it's going on. Do you know if there are any others in progress right now? Any other plaques, that is?
I don't know for sure, although it wouldn't surprise me if there are. In fact, the original plan was to really have one plaque, but the people, the community members who volunteered to serve on this committee, were so excited about the work that they did together that they then asked for basically the blessing of the town council to continue doing it, and that's where the second plaque and then the third plaque or historic marker came from. So I would guess they're probably feeling pretty motivated to keep it going.
Outstanding. We are visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. You can keep up to date with all that's going on in Carrboro by visiting carrboronc.gov. And I wanted to talk about another program that just recently came across my radar that I hadn't heard of before, but I'm pretty intrigued by, the Carrboro in Motion events. What can you tell me about those?
Oh, yeah, another great program. This actually was kind of the brainchild of a local community organization that many people have probably heard of called NEXT, along with some staff in the town's community engagement department, and really an opportunity just to bring information and town resources into people's neighborhoods rather than expecting people to come to town hall and get information. It's really getting information and sort of resources about the town into communities' hands where they live. And so these first few events have been held at local apartment complexes, and we bring community partners on board, like say Chapel Hill Transit was the last one, and they had some information about the bus system. Community organizations come, different representatives from the town departments like recreation and parks and others come and share information about town government and town services. So it's really an opportunity just to spread the word in the community more broadly about the services that the town offers and how people can get more involved.
Sounds great. I always like good community events that allow people to connect with services that maybe they weren't aware of and encourage more community interaction. And
and the focus, I would say that, Andrew, the focus of this program of Carrboro in Motion in particular has been to really broaden the conversation to include a more diverse cross-section of the community than has previously been true. You know, and that's been one of the reasons that we've focused on, for example, reaching out to renters in the community, folks who are living in apartment complexes, and you know, just trying to get information out to people and to engage with people in the community who are typically not included in the dominant conversations that go on around local resources and local politics.
That's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, and I'm about to let you slide on into your weekend here, but before we wrap things up, is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we have not yet gotten to?
Not really. I'll just mention that we do not have a town council meeting next week. Of course, today, town offices are closed for the holiday weekend, and we will not be having a council meeting next week because hopefully our town staff are taking some much-deserved time off this weekend and don't need to be working on our agenda packets. So anyway, we'll have some things to talk about next week, I hope, Andrew, but there won't be a council meeting to talk about.
Well, I hope that everybody has a restful weekend, and I'm sure there will be something going on around Carrboro for us to talk about next week. Appreciate you taking the time, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.